Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is up, my friend? Welcome back to Drummer Daily. My name is Daniel Hadaway, aka the Drum Coach, and I'm so happy that you have decided to spend a few minutes of your day thinking, listening, talking, pondering, drumming. So today I want to get into a little bit of a practical thing that we can do in our drumming. And this is something I definitely have talked about before, but I figured, hey, why not refresh ourselves a little bit on this topic? So if you're like me, and even if you're not like me, but one thing you may have in common with me is that you, at some point in your drumming life, you were a part of marching band or orchestra or something like that, some kind of structured band type thing where you had sheet music and you played, you know, you had your rudiments, you had your whole thing, you played drums, you probably played snare drum or something like that, or you might have played they have like a concert snare, you know, an orchestra. Almost all of us as drummers have done something like that, or at least are aware of the rudiments, things like that. And I want to tell you the thing that probably was the hardest thing for me to get over when I started doing, you know, I got out of the school system. I was done with, you know, high school and all the orchestra and stuff. There was a nagging problem that was left over from that world that I would say to this day, I still have to consciously avoid. It's not as hard as it used to be, but it's something that I have to specifically always keep in mind and try. I haven't made a habit out of it still because it was so ingrained in me as a drummer that I couldn't get out of it for a long time. And that is flams, which is funny because I think the intro music on this one, on this podcast, was my version of In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins. And there's nothing but flams pretty much in that, at least in the version that I did. I think I did flams. There's either that or there's a delay on the drums. Either way, flams. And in case you don't know what a flam is, it's where you, it's basically where you have a little tap with one hand. You basically hit the drum with two hands at the same time, almost the same time, but one, there's a quiet note that happens right before the loud note. So it kind of sounds like two taps that are really close together. It's like if you were to hear two people clapping at the same time, they'd be a little bit off from each other. That's kind of how it sounds. And in marching band and in orchestra and things like that, that's something you do a lot, you know, in the playing. It's a cool sound. It's a little bit more of a thick sound. I don't know exactly why you'd always do it, but it's there a lot. You do it a lot. And you do it so much that like I said, it becomes ingrained. You have right hand and left hand flams where you, you know, you pick which one is the accented note and which one is the quiet note. It's different for each hand. But you get ingrained also that like one of the things that's really tough is like if you're playing really fast, especially like marching snare where the sound is really tight and really the note when you hit the drum is really short, it speaks really short, there's a thing you could do where you would, we called it popping your flams, where it was you actually accidentally hit the drum with both hands at the exact same time. So much so that it's kind of like when two people jump on a trampoline and they hit right at the wrong time together, like it kills all the bounce. That's kind of how it feels on like a snare drum when you do that. It feels wrong and it sounds weird. And so you try to avoid that at all costs. You want your flams to not do that. Well, think about this. When you're playing a drum beat and you've got one hand on the hi-hat and one on the snare, and you have got so ingrained in you that those two hands cannot hit whatever they're hitting at the exact same time because that's bad, what happens when you're playing that on a drum set? Well, that means that one of those two hands, if you've got it ingrained in muscle memory that those two hands can't hit at the same time, and you're playing really well with the click track, but you can't let those two hands hit at the same time, one of those hands is going to be wrong no matter what. At least one, maybe both, if they're straddling the beat. And when you're trying to pursue like something where you're locked in with a click track or something as close to perfect as you can, for me, what that means is I have a habit of doing right-hand flams, which means the left hand is the early note that would come right before the beat. So for me as a right-handed drummer on the drum kit, what that means is I have a tendency for my snare hits to all be a little early. I could be playing the kick and the hi-hat, and my right foot and my right hand could be right on the beat, but every snare hit hits a little bit before the hi-hat does, and it's a little early. And I didn't really discover that as bad as, until I started working with a really, not nitpicky producer, but a producer who was really detail-oriented, and he started having me edit my own drums, and I could see it on the grid, the musical grid and the recording program. I could see that my snare was early almost every time, and it drove me crazy. So now I actually practice popping my flams, doing the thing that I had been trained not to do all through high school and orchestra and all kinds of things. The thing I always avoided, now I have to consciously teach myself and practice doing. In fact, like in my in the course I have BoomClick Bootcamp, which you can get at boomclick.net, by the way, it's all about training ourselves to play with a click track. There is one lesson that specifically is about doing that and repeating that and trying that over and over again and getting that ingrained in our muscle memory. Because I know there's so many drummers out there who fought against that just like I have. So work on popping your flams. If you're not sure if you're doing it when you're practicing on a drum, then you're probably not doing it because it feels weird and it sounds awful when you do it on one drum at the same time. But of course, you'll never do that in real life. The idea is that you can go between flams in that pop at the same time whenever you want. And whenever you are playing a normal pattern with one hand on one drum or a cymbal and the other hand on something else, and you want them both to land at the same time, that you are able to do that. So that's what that is about. Hopefully this is helpful to you in your drumming. Like I mentioned, if you're interested in that click track training, it's at boomclick.net. You can check it out. We will talk again very soon. Thanks for joining me as always here on Drummer Daily. And we will talk again later this week or next week probably. Bye for now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit YahooFinance.com, the number one financial destination, YahooFinance.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.